Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
BigSoftTitty.png.
BigSoftTitty.png.
Welcome everybody to BigSoftTitty.png. Well, yeah, we are doing a video episode of a free feed episode, Demi.
I have something to ask you about.
Okay.
Did you know that there's a man?
No.
In Australia.
Oof. First who, I've heard of it.
Yes. Who was born.
Okay.
Yesterday, probably.
Okay, all right. Yeah. That's in keeping with what I know about guys. Mm. They keep making them, even though there's not much demand.
I don't need them.
Huh? I really mean this. I didn't hear a word you said because these headphones still had their Bluetooth on. And you know how when they detect you speaking, they go blooning and like interrupt everything to be like, oh, you're speaking? Yeah. Oh, shut up.
Yeah.
So that played entirely over the top of that. What did you say?
Nothing.
Well, good.
I found some two sentence horror stories that I thought you'd really like to hear.
Oh, now is this off my, one of my favorite subreddits, r/two sentence horror?
It sure is, Tom.
Can I also, just before we whip into the podcast, Demi.
Yeah.
Which you know I love to do. Were you scared by the noise you made?
Yeah, a little bit. Go on. You go ahead though.
It sounded like the studio has been trying to clone Goldblum and it hasn't taken yet. Damn, we thought with, you know, his past catalog in, you know, in view, we were going to get some good results by crossing Goldblum with a fly, but it turns out it just goes.
I was thinking that maybe he got into the fly machine with a horn. He came out and went.
Got crossed with like just an instrument.
Yeah, he had a baby accordion in there.
No. What I wanted to do is just
cunty Homer. No.
Yes, he's really father. Kind of a guy's version of being mother.
What?
You know how that's good.
Being mother is good.
What's good when people say that's mother?
Is that a drag queen thing? Do the people say that's mother?
Yes.
Do they really?
I think so.
Oh no.
Either they do, or.
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 Or yes.
And this
What's
is a distinct possibility.
Yes, okay.
I'm 34. Mm. Right?
Yeah.
And straight.
Yeah.
So.
Well, I'm still in my late 20s.
Yeah. And hey, still bisexual in your marketing material.
Stop.
If not your real life.
Stop.
You realize you had the colors on you?
Yeah.
The blue. I just wanted to say the set here is looking gorgeous.
I did that.
I know.
Yeah, I did that.
It looks so good. This is a beautiful layout we have, thanks to Demi. We got the brick wall. We got the lamps. We got some plant for some reason.
Hey.
I really like the plant. I just wanted to break you out of your facial expression.
Well, you like the plant. I made this shit. Look at that shit. I made that.
Nice solid cabinet.
Built that fucking shit.
Yep.
I want to read my horror stories to you.
I know you do, but I also do want to say before you move on that you made this out of four cutting boards.
Yeah, and a busted up IKEA trolley that was all fucked up and broken the bits. So then I thrifted.
You found a trolley to break?
No, Tom. The trolley was broke.
Mm-hmm.
And then I thrifted a cutting board and then was like, I think that's from Kmart. So I bought three more. Because that's like, you know, I saved one.
Trying to cut down on waste, and then Kmart going like, God, our cutting board sales are through the roof.
Order more now. Cut down that entire forest, my boy. So I want to read you my coggies.
I would love to hear your two-sentence horror stories.
All right, so this one is it's marked as a spoiler.
Okay.
You'll get all the money you want if you survive living in the last video game you played for a year.
Okay. Sounds pretty good so far. I want all money.
I realized a little too late that my body still requires sustenance and there's nothing to eat or drink in here.
Cunt just played solitaire and then accepted the gamble? What the fuck? I reckon you could get a good few meals out of those kings and queens.
They're the queen on the card.
Yeah. Oh.
Oh, no.
Picking up like the queen in a deck of cards and just hearing it go, I'm a woman. And I'm a man. And I'm a boy. Seven.
9.
All right. Yep.
2.
Ace. All right.
Ace.
Well, our Pivot to Video has produced truly unlistenable content so far.
I'm free.
Okay, so that was a guy
you
who...
You don't like the numbers bit, do you?
No, sometimes we get into a bit and I'm like, I can see it stretching out in front of me for the rest of my life. And that's how I felt when I realized that we'd done two numbers and we were going to have to...
7.
Do the rest of them.
Okay, so my name's 6.
Yeah.
I'm really scared of 7.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
9 used to be one of my closest friends and confidants.
Yeah.
He was even friends with my mom.
Yeah.
He would go visit her when I was out of town.
6's mom was 5, I guess.
His mom was 5.
Uh-huh.
My mom was 5. And 9 would visit my mom. When yep. I was out of town, I couldn't spend time with her.
Yes.
And she got lonely sometimes, so that meant a lot to me. And 9 would sometimes, he would come over and make me my favorite.
What happened to 9?
Make me my favorite mocktails when I was feeling low, because it would be a little bit fun and flirty.
Sorry.
So just I would spend a lot of time.
Your favorite mocktails. Are you not a drinker?
I am sober right now.
The right now is interesting.
Well, because of what happened at 9, I'm just not sure anymore.
So you, before this, you were a drinker, but 9 would come over and make you your favorite mocktails?
Favorite mocktails, I like the flavor.
Okay.
And then sometimes how they would make me feel wouldn't even help, because it's a struggle sometimes.
Okay.
Because sometimes when you have to, it takes a lot of energy. If someone's really good at the game, you have to roo, roo, roo around the screen.
Yeah.
And, so, and sometimes it's me that has to go like that.
What happened to 9?
Well, do you remember it?
What did 7 do to 9?
I don't know, but he's not here.
It's a mystery.
I don't know, but he's missing. 9 is missing, and I think 7 know what happened.
And 7 won't tell anyone because they're sitting there with a big smile patting their belly.
And so now 7 look like me. Big belly.
Big belly, yeah.
Belly. 6 7 doesn't look like me. I'm the belly hammer.
I'm sorry.
I'm a belly. I have it.
Yeah, that really sucks.
Anyway. Mama, I haven't seen
you in a bit. Shut up! Shut up.
Me or 6?
6.
Okay. All right. Because I'm doing the podcast with you. So,
I know. Yeah. No, I love you.
Yeah.
I hated that 6. I hope more bad stuff happens to 6.
Me too.
Right?
Do you think, just coming off the bat, I feel like I'm on a plane.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
You did something strange to your body by doing that voice for so long. People yeah, shouldn't be so. On the verge of tears.
No, I don't think so. Did you see me cry?
No.
Yeah, I cried.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's like one of those things that should be impressive but isn't for some reason.
What, just now because I did it? Or,
yeah. Just now because you did it during that, it's like, damn, I guess that's really easy.
I got into it.
Yeah.
What was the last video game that you played?
Oh, God.
I want to actually ask the question in that sentence.
Okay. Well, the last video game I played, Demi, for God's sake.
Yeah.
We can't be burping it directly into the microphones.
Some of us can. I did one.
I remember.
Yeah.
The last video game I played, let's see, I was streaming today. I was playing some VR games, and after that I felt incredibly fatigued as a result of having that big helmet on my head and sweating into it. You know what the last game I played was? The last game I played was a, I can't remember the name of it, but it was a VR.
Sounds fun.
I think it was like Fallen Lord or something like that. It was like a VR medieval combat game. Where you could pick up, like, you had like a bunch of weapons you could pick up, and then you would ride into battle and you could command troops.
Okay, and, were you high enough on the food scale that you could live for a year, you think? Or would you die?
You were like in full plate armor. But if I'm going in there as me, now the thing that I have going for me is that this game, it was just the demo. You know, fair enough. That's you. But it was just not the full game. And it seemed to be really fucked and broken.
Ah.
Because the game started and it was like, do this to start the battle. And then a sounded when you did it. The two things you could do, by the way, were leave the area where the weapons were, or stand in one place and put both hands above your head.
Oh.
I had to fucking McDonald's to start the battle. Started off the battle. Just all that happens is a horn blows. It's like,
okay. Is that accurate? Do you think you did a good job?
Yeah. I honestly... If anything, if I got blasted into this game as the person I am now, I reckon I could go pretty far just by being the horn.
Being Bahua, yeah.
The battle apparently starts, and then I rode around on my horse for like minutes on end looking. Nothing happened. No enemies spawned. I was just looking at like a completely empty world. The closest I came to action was I found a house that had an axe stuck in a wall. And I was like, I guess that means something's afoot somewhere.
Someone hated this house.
Yeah, right. Or, you know, someone armed this house and now it can't use it against me.
A tree was putting its cousins out of their misery.
Yeah. Oh, God. Finding your cousin, an old tree that you once knew, stuck into a wall saying, kill me, like that deleted scene from Alien.
Ew. God, skinny.
Whittling away, old tree beard, whittling away at his waistline.
Yeah.
I'm country for summer.
I got my leaves.
Just like tasteful bangs on an
on tree beard?
Yeah, I like that. God, he's so fucking cool.
He's so cool. All right.
Downside to Treebeard. Fun impression to do. Takes approximately 5 times as long as it should to get a joke out.
I speak quite slowly.
Okay, let's try regular speed Treebeard.
I speak quite slowly.
Oh, unsettling.
It's bad, isn't it?
Like those videos where they take out all the pauses in editing it.
Yeah.
Blah.
Blah, 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 blah. That's one of the scariest things, I think. That's something that's scary in a movie if they do it just once. Like someone picks up the phone and they're like, hello? And there's a pause and the person on the other end is like, and they're like, ooh! And you hang up.
That doesn't sound scary at all.
It doesn't.
That sounds like they just got a call from Jim Carrey.
I wish I would get a call from Jim Carrey. Hey, dude, really? What happened to you? You seem like kind of a cunt now.
Yeah. Hey, D, Did playing Andy Kaufman do that? Or were you like that the whole time?
Because it seems like you really got into character, but it seems like you really got into character really quickly.
I can't remember who said this, but there was like someone who was like, you ever notice that method actors never do it when they're playing a nice guy?
Yeah. I think that's like a stand-up bit that some, I can't remember who it was, but yeah, they're not like, no, they don't go to a cabin not to go crazy.
Yeah.
They don't go to a cabin ever to relax.
Man, if you're such a great method actor, I would love to see you play just a decent fellow who's kind to his friends. Maybe someone who's like easy to work with.
Let's trick a method actor. You know what we should do? We should put, first of all, we should put Jared Leto in a cage.
Oh, great start.
So that we can hit him a bunch. Yeah. And then after that, we're like, we have a movie for you. You play a completely fucking normal, regular, awesome, nice guy.
And then he turns evil, and then he turns evil, right?
He is, at the beginning of the movie, really nice and relaxed and normal.
Okay, and then we just get him to film the rest of the movie. There's no twist. He doesn't realize.
He doesn't realize. And we're like, it's in the editing. We'll be like, it's in the editing. Like the stuff that you're doing is going to turn out.
So it's really, really important that you play it incredibly nice.
Incredibly nice. Because in your mind, in your guy's mind, you're being completely nice, but the editing is going to make it evil. So what we need from you is to just be so nice and normal.
Casting Jared Leto is like fucking Fred Rogers and he's still sending people dead rats in the mail, but this time they're just smiling. Oh, good. Yeah, no, really. Fits.
With shirt on it.
Yeah, it's wearing a little cardigan. Yeah, I guess, man.
I made it.
Yeah, thanks, Jared.
Out of its brothers.
Yeah.
Well, Jared.
That's not impressive either. If you make a dead rat out of other dead rats.
Yeah. You just got a bigger dead rat and took out the stuff.
I think I would not live too long in that demo for whatever that VR game was that I played. I think I saw like a chicken walking around at some point. And I remember at one point noticing that there was a there were warriors of various kinds hanging out in the hub world.
Yes. Could you live? Well, probably not. You couldn't live as the chicken because like they'll kill anything for food.
Yeah, but they don't eat, right? So if I just live a year as the chicken, and the chicken in the video game doesn't need to eat.
Well, I think you do need to eat.
What if I'm the chicken?
Well, chickens also are alive.
But the chicken in the video game isn't.
Then you'll die.
That sucks.
Okay, next two sentence horror.
Mm-hmm.
Sentence one.
Yeah, I know how. Hey, okay, just a great start to a story.
Give me my goddamn dick back, you son of a bitch.
Uh-huh.
In quotations. I don't know what the hell this hobo is on about, but he's advancing on me with a rusty ice pick and staring at my crotch with a crazed look in his eyes.
Awesome. I like the crazed look. I think it's scary if someone stares at my crotch with a crazed look. I think if someone was advancing on me with an ice pick and just staring at my crotch like,
does my penis look cold?
Man, you trying to use that pick on my ice? I know it's small, but it's cold out.
You must be here to help.
Yeah.
Hobo. Are you here to help me?
That's awesome. I don't think that, because the usual thing with the two-sentence horror story is it's like, oh, it seems unassuming.
Yes.
But then. But that's kind of, can I suggest like a.
Crazy guy was even crazier than you thinked.
What about this as an edit for that, just for brevity?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to kill you, the crazy guy said. Next sentence. To me.
He said it to me.
He didn't. Wait, no. To you.
Wait,
that's
no.
The only thing
starting
scared.
Again. Wait.
Okay. The crazy guy said, I'm going to kill you. To you, the reader.
To you, the reader of this. So you said he's going to kill you. Well, that's
sentence too. Done. Right. Pretty stayed so far too. Book flies across the room.
Yeah.
Did you
and
ever?
And continues. Flies away to its family.
Goodbye, beautiful book. What did you ever read like a horror story that genuinely spooked you? Because you've been reading a lot of Stephen King.
Yeah, but books are, it's hard for a book to scare you, you know? Because it's like, well, yeah.
I'll simply not imagine that.
Yeah. I'll stop thinking about it.
Yeah.
You didn't fucking show me. So.
Oh, wow. That's really scary that that's happening to them, except it's not anymore.
Yeah.
Ah, credits.
Hey, you know what? I didn't enjoy that. Shut the book.
And back to the blurb where I'm safe.
Yeah, Slade House was, I think, actually spooked me. It's like hard to get scared from a book, but Slade House was very spooky.
Yeah.
And then I re-listened, like I read it and then I re-listened to the audiobook.
Wow.
It was really well done.
A re-listen to an audiobook?
Yeah. Wow. Well, like I re-read, but I listened.
No, I understand.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. So it wasn't, you've listened to the audiobook once and read the book once.
And I read the book before that, yeah.
Mm.
When I went to the dentist to have a painful tooth checked, the dentist told me I was going to be administered a sedative to do a further examination.
Can we make these sentences a little shorter?
Just a little shorter. I know we said two sentence horror, and so you're trying to get a lot of info
This is a five sentence horror.
But you're putting like a lot of info in there, that, and a lot of it has nothing to do with
I went to the dentist.
Yeah.
For this, you, like, oh my God.
You can imagine my surprise when I woke up to not only my tooth still hurting, but my legs missing as well.
Maybe that's your fault.
Why do you?
Maybe they handed you the little cup with the weird minty water in it. Instead of that, you swallowed your legs and spat them out.
Idiot.
Dumbass. That's so fucking good. Your dent. Wait. You went to the dentist?
Took your legs, yeah.
Is it normal to get a general anesthetic at the dentist?
I think some people, like in America, you go to sleep and then you wake up with your tooth gone.
Wow. That seems
because they're like,
cuckoo.
We don't know what we're doing. We're going to take so much stuff out of you.
Yeah, right. Okay, can I have the first sentence there just again?
When I went to the dentist to have a painful tooth checked,
okay,
the dentist told me I was going to be administered a sedative to do a further examination.
Someone who's never written anything in their lives before this.
Yeah.
All they've written before this is like a diary entry that lays out how they entered a store before getting in a kerfuffle in the Funko Pop aisle.
They got through writing their alphabet for the first time.
Yeah.
And then they wrote the dentist story.
Oh my God.
Are you ready for another?
I do want to... So the problem there was, the thing that really sticks out for me there.
Yeah.
In terms of the dentist being a real stinker.
Yeah.
You couldn't even fix the tooth.
No. You took so much. You couldn't give a little.
You can't give a single bit of a silver lining to the cloud.
And you know what? No tooth surgery.
I put in another bad tooth as well. God damn it. That sucks so bad. I would want my bad tooth to be... If I wake up and my bad tooth is still there, I'm like, okay, great. Now I've got to walk around and find another dent.
Oh!
God damn it.
I went to the dentist and because it was going to hurt a little bit, the surgery that I was having, they made me have the pill to go to sleep a little bit. But when I woke up from the pill after being asleep during my surgery... It hurt still. And, oh, great. One of my legs is my tooth now.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Unfortunately.
And actually, it happened to you.
Okay. Wow. And that was all one sentence, really showing them how to do it.
Yeah.
Okay.
The end, second sentence. God. And nothing got better.
It's so funny because they've clearly been told to establish as much as they can.
Yeah.
And so they're like... As you can tell, I'm a normal guy with a bad tooth.
Yeah.
As you'll remember from before, I was at the dentist in the first sentence. And you can imagine... Didn't that sentence start with, you can imagine my surprise?
Yes.
Me waking up to no feet and my bad tooth. Well, I'll be.
What the heck?
Yeah, you're right. I guess I can imagine your surprise.
Yeah, I'm imagining it right now.
Guy who's had his legs chopped off.
At the dentist.
Do you think he's waking up in the chair? reclined? Or do you think they set him up upright?
I think he, I mean, they wouldn't really have to, it would be easier to sit him up, I guess.
Oh, God. And then he's got to go pay. Stumpies.
Yeah. Oh, great.
Yeah.
You cut the part of my pants off that has my wallet in them. You have my shit. You, I guess, go through my wallet. Take what you want.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
And then they took the picture of my wife.
No.
We cut through the picture of your kids.
No.
By accident.
That's too far even for us, the evil dentist. All right, let's have another two-sentence horror story.
Evil dentist.
Yeah.
All right.
You know what? I know why. Because it's cheaper. All right.
Okay. All right. Tonight at dinner, when I was crying.
Okay. Immediate edit. I was crying at dinner.
Yep. Tonight at dinner, when I was crying.
Yep.
My husband kept saying, "You're not allowed to get up without eating your vegetables. Is it my fault that our second child is sick?"
Okay. Now, break that down for me, Demi.
Okay.
Is the...
So someone did reply to this with an edit.
Okay.
That I think makes more sense, but I don't like it as much.
I believe
they
it
said,
is.
It should be your dad.
Uh huh.
And you should make it that your sibling has brain damage because then it's a pun on vegetables.
Yeah. And I think that is what they're trying to do.
Yes.
Okay. Tonight at dinner, as I was crying.
When also, I was crying.
I recognize that it's only been a couple weeks for me in the old husband game. You know, I'm freshly married.
Yes.
To you, no less.
Yeah, that's right.
If memory serves.
I remember it, yeah.
And memory serves and wives do too, which is awesome. Husband. I don't think it's a super husbandly move to say, eat your vegetables.
That's why the person was like, I think it should be your dad. The yeah. person who replied, yes.
Right? Okay.
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah.
Well, pretty cool. And scary to boot.
This last
scary
one
to imagine a grown woman being eating a vegetable.
Yeah. Or I guess their child.
Or a child, I guess.
This one I think is my favorite. It's by Fandom Lover.
Just before we continue, can I ask, if you had to eat a loved one?
Mm-hmm. You.
What? Yeah, if you had to eat me.
Yeah.
Do you think dinner is the most respectful meal to eat a person at?
Oh.
Because.
I think it's the most formal meal.
I think dinner is the one where you're like, you have people over and you'll get it done. I think if you are having a person as like a midnight snack, I think that's even more disrespectful than eating the person.
I think if I leave leftovers, that's double disrespectful. And then in the morning, I come out and I'm like, well, this needs to go.
Biting on a big hand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. What? I mean, it can't all get finished in one sitting, right? Unless you have people over.
What would you eat off me first?
Probably your ass. Big ass.
Yeah.
Kind of consistent as well. Yeah, no, absolutely. I'm not finishing that thing.
Fatty, though.
I'm going to get fatty?
Yeah.
Yeah, I think, I don't know. What would be good eating? I guess a boob. I eat them on chickens. They might be good on women.
You eat ass on chickens, too.
I eat ass on everything, baby.
I keep asking you.
Single guy for life.
Well, we just, okay.
Yeah, you're married
to
me.
Yes. Last one. This is my favorite, I think.
Mm. What was that?
I sat in my room playing video games for a solid 3 days without leaving my chair.
Mm-hmm.
I suddenly realized my growing need to piss. So I got up. Suddenly, my body collapsed and I went unconscious, never to wake up again.
Wait, is that two suddenlies? Okay. So...
Not really a twist. You fell down. I guess you had
doing something and suddenly my activity was suddenly diverted to death itself.
Yeah. I didn't piss for 3 days and then I died.
Yeah. That's...
I had you write the story.
So I think that's probably going to be a, oh man, a classic. I know we've talked about it before, but the classic move of in an exam,
yeah,
trailing off.
Yeah.
The kid who like wrote a paper about how he was in a coma and he was like, and I just hope that I get better, and trailed the pen off the page like he was dying. And the teacher was like, well, how are you writing? You're in a coma.
Yeah, what the fuck?
The suddenly is really good there.
Yes.
Suddenly something happened suddenly.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, I know.
I know. You said, but more sudden than you think.
Also, it doesn't sound that sudden. It took 3 days of nothing. Not to disparage.
Just holding in your piss, I guess.
Not to disparage gaming, of course.
No.
Now, that seems like something where someone has found out that you can die if you don't piss or something.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And is like now trying to figure that out into a spooky story.
It's also not very literary to write the word piss in your horror story.
I suddenly realized
my growing need to piss. I suddenly realized my growing need to piss.
I played video games for 3 days. I stood up because I needed to piss and I fell over. holding the book again.
You what? What happened to you?
No sleep for me tonight, my love. I've been chilled to the very bone.
I'll never stand up again.
Taking the wrong thing, Robert.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's so much longer than it needs to be. I sat in my room, playing video games for a solid 3 days without leaving my chair.
So far, sounds like a freaking one sentence heaven story.
Doesn't sound like horror to me at all.
Yeah. Sounds like, honestly, adventure or action adventure or open world.
Or romance.
Mm.
I suddenly realized my growing need to piss. So I got up.
So I got up! Well, only one thing for this.
Suddenly realizing as well. Suddenly. Like, I've been here for 3 days and then I think about my bladder and go, ah!
Also, suddenly realizing a growing need.
Yeah.
So you're like, wait a second. I've been feeling something for some time.
Yeah. This seems like it's only going to get worse.
That's right. I have to stand up and die.
Suddenly, my body collapses.
It's so fucking passive voice. They can't even say, I fell over.
Yeah.
I fell over and all the piss came out of me. Because you know it must have.
Suddenly, my body collapsed.
No, but you were using that to game and piss.
You're in there.
Yeah. Well, that shouldn't affect them. Wait, they're the body.
The body's yours though.
Dude, I gotta read to the end to see how this turns out.
Never to wake up again.
Wait, so you collapsed and fell asleep?
Suddenly, my body collapsed and I went unconscious, never to wake up again.
Body collapsed and went unconscious.
Mm-hmm. Never to wake up again.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's so good, dude.
Yeah, it's my favorite.
Oh, I hate when I collapse and went unconscious,
never to wake up again, yeah.
I love that.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for those wonderful two sentences of horror stories,
You're
Demi.
You're very welcome.
Good.
Yeah.
Why don't we take a break here? We'll be back with more Big Soft Titty Dot PNG/MP4 because, again, this is going to be a video episode right after this. I hope that nothing bad happens to me when I stand up. I'm standing up because I've recently... I've suddenly realized my growing need to piss.
Ah. You suddenly realize it's not an urgent need to piss that you've suddenly realized.
That I'm going to need to piss soon-ish.
Liquids are trickling into my bladder.
Also, you know what stands out to me? The fact that they didn't like go into detail and be like, I was en route to the... I decided to head to the bathroom in my house.
Which where was near. Live.
Yeah. Which was near where I was gaming for the 3 days.
The address isn't important. But I'll give it.
Okay, yeah, you got to give it, because now I'm thinking maybe the address is the key to this whole thing. This guy's living it. Oh my God, 666 go unconscious way.
What? No. I hope that doesn't come into the story.
Yeah.
I'll get scared.
All right. We'll be back right after this break. Bye.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Welcome back from the break, everybody. We were having some wonderful times dealing with technical difficulties.
Oh.
I know, it's some bad energy. It's all fixed. I think we might have a video episode on our hands indeed, Demi.
Yeah.
Asterisk.
What did you say?
Just a...
Basilisk?
Asterisk.
Oh.
You know, just...
I think we've got content, snake.
Well, I mean, that is something you would say.
No.
Spoon.
No.
Genuinely hurt. How did you enjoy that? What is he doing?
He just did, shook his hand like I'm dirty.
God damn it. This fucking cat. Okay, we just set up this fucking thing. Already my microphone is covered in white hair from him jumping up onto this chair. Now he's settled on you.
We have fucking nerds with a lot of allergies that need to come and use this space.
Yeah. We have a lot of fatally nerdy friends.
We need to get an air purifier. We're going to have to vacuum these cunts like every single time we use them.
Demi is pointing to the chairs and not our friends, just to any audio listeners out there.
I'll vacuum them cunts too.
All right. Check the show notes, by the way.
Oh, they're so small, our friends. They're going to get sucked up into the Dyson.
Oh, up they go. Hope they have a good time up there.
Trapped and I'll shake it so hard.
Squeezed in the bag.
Ooh,
hey,
I wanna
how
trap.
Do you know Tom and Demi?
Yeah. I met Tom through uni friends. Demi just sort of is around.
Oh, she's shaking us again.
Yeah, I'd love to trap Dave Harmon.
It seems like it would be easy, doesn't it?
Yeah.
You just put like a little gizmo under a box, prop that box up with a stick.
Yeah.
Just like a 3D printed like keyboard cap.
I think I would probably misunderstand and I'd be like, okay, to keep him alive, I'll put him in this plastic bag full of water and then his corpse would be floating in there. And I'd be like, it's just because the water's a little bit cold. Once I get him into my aquarium, it'll be fine.
Yeah, he's floating belly down. So you're like, that means he's healthy.
Yeah, belly down is good. Belly down is where the belly goes.
Uh-huh.
For a Dave.
Yep. I had a wonderful break, Demi, and I hope you did too, because it's time to get down to brass tacks.
No.
I swear to God.
They're not even the best kind of tax, I don't think.
Well, you are the DIYer. All right, what's the best kind of tack?
Income.
Okay. You love income tax.
You know what I just had the most unbelievable urge to do?
What?
Spit on the cat.
I'm glad you didn't do it.
Yeah.
Thank you for not spitting on our cat.
So I had some spit in my mouth and I was like, you know what would be great? I swallowed it. So
why does this have to be my problem?
Why am I dealing with this?
Uh-huh.
You know who seems not to have enough spit by the way it feels when he licks me? This cunt. Oh, God, it would be so... Because there was a lot of spit. It was like, I was thinking a minute ago about a pumpkin pie. And so I had a lot of... All right, don't...
Wait, while we were doing the podcast? Or were you just sitting down?
Yes, and I think you'll agree.
Thinking about pumpkin pie and making yourself drool.
Yeah, and I think I did a good job
imagining the pie. Yeah.
Yeah.
Obviously, made you hungry. Were you about to congratulate yourself for not giving away the fact that you were thinking about pumpkin pie?
Yeah, but I did do it in the end.
Ah. All right. The whole time, were you just thinking about delicious pumpkin pie?
I was in two brains. I was in the drift with myself.
Uh-huh.
You understand?
Yeah, you were definitely operating at peak capacity.
Yeah. But see, the thing is, I didn't bring up the pie. I brought up the fact that I really wanted to spit on the cat.
Yeah, no, you contain multitudes. So how was the pie?
Should I spit on him?
No, come on.
Tell me what you were going to say about these brass tacks.
I was going to, but I now want to dwell on the pumpkin pie.
I don't want to. Tell me about the tacks.
All right, well, I do have a segment for you since you're so uncomfortable giving your pie secrets.
Go ahead.
It is time to return to a place we haven't been in a long time, and that is... The bedroom. Not for me.
The condom store.
No, honestly, they're all so baggy. Feels like you got room to run around in.
But it's kind of like it looks like your penis is like a hip hop dancer.
Yeah. Do you have any more of those relaxed fit condoms? Sir, you bought the smallest size we had.
You bought a slim fit condom. Was that too big? Yeah. Is there anything we could do?
Was, mister.
Can we bring it in at the sides?
That smile from...
Can you bring it in at the sides for me?
I plumb got lost in there, mister. I didn't know if I was taking off the condom or guiding my penis out. It was a maze. I put the condom on. I started to think maybe I walked in there.
Taking a packet of rat condoms to the tailor so they can make it smaller?
I don't have a rat penis.
No, it's not the penis of a rat. It's the size.
Oh, yeah, they're making it smaller than a rat's penis.
Smaller than a rat's penis.
Oh, okay. Yep, did walk into
that.
Yeah,
that wouldn't fit in anything, as far as I'm concerned.
That gargantuan thing.
Yeah. What if you started making fun of me for having a small pussy?
That disgusting tiny little thing.
That thing. It's like, Demi, hey, can you stop putting holes in the toilet with the pressure of your piss stream?
Yeah, you kind of gurney shit. Sorry, not gurney, is it? Fuck. Guernsey? What the fuck is it called?
I don't know.
There's an Aussie word for power washer.
Oh, I don't know, but a gurney is what you take people on when they're getting dead.
It's a stretcher, yeah. Oh, well.
And Guernsey is a jacket button little.
It is, yeah. A Guernsey is what we call, like, what sports people wear.
Yeah, like a jersey. But you know what? I think, though, like, jerseys, they make me think of baggy, and we have, like, tight little singlets in footy.
We do. Now, do you know you just said the words pumpkin pie during that sentence?
Don't. I didn't, did I?
No, you didn't.
My God.
I knew I could make you think you
had. Oh, my God. That was so scary. That was so
sorry.
Scary.
Sorry. All right, we're returning to the fanfiction.net forums.
Okay.
For some wonderful erotic roleplay. This is a place we've been before. This is where Alex Mercer, also a brony, kind of stomps around, makes his roost. Those are my favorite forums, are the ones that are adminned by Alex Mercer, also a brony.
Is that their full name?
That is the guy's full name, yeah.
I see.
Alex Mercer, also a brony, is the full name of Alex Mercer, also a brony.
Okay.
Now, there are a bunch of different sub forums here. I thought one thing that I did find interesting was I found a guy who is apparently, he goes by Artanis the Flesh Eater, and he's in a erotic Pokemon roleplay. He's got a character called Ken, who he's detailed, but then he's gone into detail on Ken's Pokemon.
Oh, Ken is the man,
Ken is the man.
Ken!
Sometimes I like to feel like one of them. Ken has six... You just got his fur in your mouth, Ken has six Pokemon. They are all... Just scrolling here. Yep. They are all 18. They are all female. They are all bisexual. Here are... The first is a Zoroark.
Is that a real Pokemon?
Yes. Its personality is flirty, mischievous, kind, caring, lovey, loving, naughty, confident. And then next up we have a Blaziken who is flirty, aggressive, kind, naughty, adamant, caring, and loving. So what you're going to, what I've just noticed with Ken's stuff looking through there is that every one of the personalities of his six Pokemon start with the word flirty, then they all include...
Loving.
They all include caring, loving, and naughty. There's flirty, mischievous, kind, caring. Flirty, aggressive, kind, naughty, adamant, caring. Flirty, wise, kind, modest, caring, naughty, loving.
And all the Pokemon are female, yes?
Yes.
Okay.
Flirty, energetic, kind, bold, caring, loving, naughty.
If you were flirty, energetic, kind, bold, loving, naughty, I would be so much more in love with you.
I'll work on that. Because right now, I remember I'm flirting really nice and flirty, really nice and friendly, caring, loving, naughty, cheerful.
Yeah.
Or am I flirty, kind, confident, but bashful at certain times, caring, loving, adamant, naughty?
I think you're mostly caring, flirty, naughty, kind, but bashful at times, flirting, naughty.
I see. And now he does have, okay, yeah, just
checks.
He has
a really, really ugly, hateful boy Pokemon.
Actually, no, there's no room for a boy Pokemon. All of these are just...
Well, what am I going to do?
Well, maybe you'll ogle one of these gorgeous Pokemon, Demi.
Yeah, it is a problem I have.
Well, here's how this breaks down, right? So they have a template they use for these things. You go ahead. You need to say something.
I'm just going
to
say, do you remember when we went for a walk for coffee the other day and you're in the middle of a sentence and you heard me go, aha, and you turned and there was a woman in some pants.
Horny Demi was having a look, yes.
Tom was like, yeah, I don't know. I was thinking about this thing for my stream. Aha! I see it.
Yeah.
I saw it too, Tom.
Yes, dear.
It's what I saw.
So they have the template that they use for these things. Name, age, gender, sexuality, species, special marks or looks. All of those are...
Flirty.
Well... Special marks or looks is empty. Personality is filled out with those things. Any notes?
Kind of refreshing.
Any notes is N-A, not applicable.
Okay.
And sexual appearance.
Naughty ass having.
Well, honestly, you're close.
Oh.
Would you like to hear the sexual appearance of a...
What were you thinking? Okay, so sexual appearance to me... I'm assuming that means here are all the things I like about the Pokemon that gives me a rock hard cock.
Yeah.
Because sexual appearance is not really...
It's not a usual space on a stat sheet.
It's not part of the zodiac signs.
No.
So I'm guessing this is going to be a lot of tits, ass, maybe big lips, either up or downs.
Demi, ding, ding, ding.
Wow.
Sexual appearance, and this is for a Blaziken, an 18-year-old female bisexual Blaziken called Sol. It is a big karate chicken. She stands on two legs and is wearing flares. Anyway, this one has E-cup breasts, tight warm pussy, and a plump round ass.
I would have given her egg cup breasts. Or well, is that what it stands for?
Oh, man, I love my egg cup breasts. Just getting in there with a little spoon and tapping them so all the milk comes out the side. Maybe the reason that they are just not standing for egg is that description is copy and pasted for each of the other five Pokemon. Just one of those interesting ones where this guy has not a huge amount of imagination.
It's that kind of thing where you can say to someone, like I remember once I had a friend called Catherine in like primary school.
Yeah.
And her dad was like a soldier type guy and he was like, I need somewhere to stay while I'm in Adelaide. And he stayed with us. And then I remember one time he was like, hey, do you want to think of something cool? Imagine the house. Now imagine your street. Now imagine five streets out. Now imagine the suburb. And then he was like, and then imagine the world. now come back to the house. And I was like, whoa, to make him feel better.
Yeah.
Because like
I've heard of people trying to do that. And it's like, oh, shit, I just zoom back in so fast.
This is like doing drug.
This is like binaural beats, but even better somehow. Yeah.
So I'm imagining that this was done to that guy, but it was like, imagine a woman.
Okay.
Now imagine two women.
Okay.
Now imagine three women.
All right.
Now imagine four.
Whoa.
Now five.
Oh my God.
Now six. Oh. And they're Pokemon.
Oh.
And they're flirty, vivacious, loving, loving, caring,
flirting,
loving.
Naughty, kind, naughty, caring.
Kind, caring, loving.
I don't think, if I'm writing down my, and I get that this is like not something you would think about if you're this guy. I think if I was writing down the things that I desired in a partner and it was like, well, it's kind of like it's a naughty mum you can fuck. I think I would not like that. I don't think I would like to see that in stark black font against a white background on the fanfiction.net forum page.
I told a relief teacher once in school that my boyfriend was my brother as a joke, but that's kind of similar.
That's funny because we also do tell people that we're brother and sister a lot.
I haven't thought about that in a while.
Yeah, fair enough.
And what's more, once my mum licked my forehead when she meant to kiss it.
What?
So.
Okay, can I see what you mean?
Throw
the cat to the fucking curb. I don't care.
Really?
I mean, he's so peaceful.
I know, he's so peaceful. Say this is me.
Okay.
Say it.
That's you.
Or give me Marge.
All right.
You give me Marge or the monkey?
I'll give you the monkey.
All right. Like this. In my little bunk bed. I was lying down. She was like, all right.
Were you on top bunk or lower bunk?
Lower bunk, yeah. Because like, my cousins were over, so we were in the bunk bedroom. She was like, all right, good night. And then she was like, sorry. She didn't even give me a replacement kiss.
Ah! She didn't want to fucking wet you up. She just poked you with her tongue?
Yeah.
You should be so much worse, dude.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I love you, my wife.
I love you too, my husband.
All right, well, let's get into some erotic roleplay characters that these furries made.
Yep.
Holy shit, I can't believe that you've never told me that before.
Yeah.
Damn. One time I kissed right near the corner of my dad's mouth and I felt him go,
because you don't kiss your dad on the mouth.
No.
No.
Not much. But like, he's not mum.
Not the top mouth.
Oh, God, yeah. I love to do that. Anyway.
Not dad's up mouth.
Moving away. This is posted by, don't stop saying I kiss my dad's cock.
What?
Make it bigger at least. Give my dad a nice big, oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
Any woman would be split in twain.
How many? Five? No, no, no. Oh, my God. I was looking at
your dad's cock, yeah.
Yeah, and boy, oh, boy, I can't get enough of that thing.
Yeah.
I was looking at.
Well, you can, trust me.
Oh, my God. Stop saying you fuck my dad.
I don't fuck him. I suck him.
Shut up.
Okay.
you know, just be
look
like.
At, look at us. Look at us right now. Look.
You look very peaceful.
No, no, no. Tom, look.
Yeah.
You feeling ill?
Don't do that.
Okay. Pumpkin pie.
Now, do you just know what you did? I was looking through my records. So I have that guy who I have a guy who I chronicled his entire posting history on the Wet Dream Forum, and I found one where he was sending a reply as thank you. He was thanking a user called Monkey Magic, and I was like, oh, that's interesting. And then I found my note where I'd written next to that post that he – this made me laugh so much. Replying to Monkey Magic, whose forum signature is, quote, I have a tiny cock. My penis is 4 centimeters when soft and 10.5 centimeters hard.
10.5. Like that.
Yeah, it's not big. Brackets. It used to be a lot bigger.
What?
Doesn't that... You can't just drop that. Right?
What's the... Okay.
What do you mean it used to be a lot bigger?
All right. It's not like a Benjamin Button situation.
I don't think so.
What is like the word equivalent of environmental storytelling?
I know. It's dropped this fucking atom bomb of a question in my lap that I'm now like, okay, so was there an accident?
It could be one of those guys that was like, yeah, I tried the penis lengthening thing, but it went so badly that it got smaller because it had to be taken off.
Because he said it used to be a lot bigger. So maybe it was like normal size. Then he tried to get bigger and it shrunk.
What could it?
Right? I personally think he probably got in an accident.
The only scenario I could think of in my head just then, and I know this is going to sound like a lie, I was like, maybe he like tripped and like his ventriloquist dummy bit it off by accident.
Yeah.
Because like he had his dick in its mouth and he kneed it shut.
You were trying to think of...
the kind of guy that would expose himself as this and was like, well, he's got a ventriloquist
dummy. Kind of guy that would put that in your forum signature.
Exactly.
Where usually you put things like... you're posting stats in the forum, maybe a funny quote from someone else on the forum, any
my
affiliations.
Cock's tiny, and it was a puppet accident.
Yeah. Yeah. That at least answers some of the questions that I have from this.
Oh man, this is actually gonna mess with me.
I know. And it's been fucking driving me nuts.
How long ago did they last post?
Okay, let me find that. I don't have the records. I can check if he's active in the new forum.
Yeah, please.
But I'm not sure is my answer.
Fuck.
I think he only shows up there. Oh, by the way, the reason he was replying to the ending of my note here is first personal injury recorded. Because that post was made on the 4th of the 9th, 2016. Which is the day that the guy who I was chronicling all of his wet dream posts, he says, I was using the electric saw without protective glasses when I had wood blowed into of my eye after 30 min. I want to get some meds for it. I was starting to really worry about it, thinking I did hurt my eye bad. Anyway, no wet dream today. Oh, fuck, I love him. All right, anyway. I will now move back to the furry erotic roleplay characters. Rosara Cheshire posts that they have a tiger named Blade, a female tiger. Appearance, bright orange fur and black stripes along her arms, white fur around her chest and stomach. Thanks for the description of a tiger, genius.
Thanks, loser.
G-cup breasts and matching ass.
Again, thanks for the description of a tiger.
We all know that tigers swan around the jungle with G-cup breasts.
Tigers are girls, lions are boys.
Okay, I kind of like that.
Yeah. Our lions have such huge, girthy cocks.
I've never...
It makes me think of your dad.
Okay. King of the family. With that fucking hammer. G-cup breasts and matching ass. I've never heard an ass described as matching breasts.
Huh. Yeah, like, there isn't a cup size on the ass.
No.
Although I suppose there are like those pants that like lift your ass. I wonder whether they have different, because like I have a big butt, but it's sort of like bigger than.
Maybe you're thinking that the breasts match the ass and that they kind of point really far out the cheeks. They kind of hang away from each other.
You think my... No, ass I'm thinking cheeks of how, hang away from each other?
I'm thinking of how boobs could ass could match boobs.
I was thinking just the size of them.
Mm.
But you don't know.
So
think
you don't think they wear a bra?
I think the ass has nipples, yeah.
Okay, cool.
And I think you could suck whatever you wanted out of them.
Yeah, you kind of get to Coke freestyle machine where you choose the bodily fluid that comes out of there. So you're like, ooh, poop. Ooh, a little bit of pee for
just
flavor.
Just a little bit of piss. Ugh, milk. I'm lactose intolerant. I'm not an animal.
I'm going to throw up all my poop.
I'm vegan.
I'm throwing up all the poop because I tasted
milk. I'm throwing up the poop I ate. Drank.
Oh, my God. Sorry. I've got brain fog because of the milk.
Yeah.
I need more poop to eat and drink.
I hate that milk.
Alex Mercer, the goat.
What do you mean poop doesn't come out of your tits? What am I supposed to drink?
Are you sick?
Did something go wrong?
Alex Mercer posts Mercury. She is an angel vampire. She wears...
Of course she is.
She wears a black jacket with white angel wings on it. Oh. She wears a t-shirt under it.
What?
She also wears blood red jeans. Her shoes are normal shoes.
Yeah, I'm picturing them now, yeah.
Yeah, hey, you got me.
They look normal in my mind.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Her shoes are normal shoes.
Yeah.
I'm imagining the...
guy who's never imagined a non-barefoot woman voice. Yeah. Normal shoes.
Normal shoes. I'm imagining literally Homer Simpson's shoes. They're grey and they go to a point. That's it.
Yeah. Her breasts are able to be changed on her wish.
Okay.
Her
sorry,
ass.
Buddy.
Goodbye, Norm.
Oh, it's because he's gay. He doesn't want to hear about the breasts.
I'm sorry, Norm. Her ass and the rest of her body is up to this wheel too.
Okay, so why did you say it about the breasts?
I don't know. I think he was like, oh, actually, you know
what?
Wait,
I can, this is my world.
Yeah, I think it was like, well, obviously she's able to change her boobs so I can get her boobs as big as I want.
Mm.
Wait a second. If she can change boobs, it would only make sense that she could control her ass and then the rest of the body too, I guess. It's all coming together. And so am I. Personality.
Oh.
Kind, caring, and is willing to make loads of friends. Don't like to drink blood much.
Oh.
She is also very ADHD.
She doesn't like to drink blood much.
No.
But she's an angel vampire. Does she need to?
Well, maybe it's the ADHD that makes her not like drinking blood because some people actually have a lot of difficulty kind of keeping their fluids up, you know?
Yeah.
She's got one of those big bottles
Stanley
with
cup.
Like, yeah. Oh, this is how much I have today.
Alex, it's got the tape at bottom so you can fit it in a cup holder.
God. Alex Mercer returns. Name, Jeffrey. Male, Kitsune. Or Fox.
Oh.
Jeffrey stands.
I don't think I ever put that together.
Really?
Well, I wasn't a very big, like, anime type person.
Neither was I. Neither was I. It's something they tell you at school. Jeffrey stands.
Guy who thinks his wife didn't go to school.
Now, where could I possibly get that idea? Jeffrey stands 6'1". He has white hair on his head that goes halfway down his back. His eye color changes with his emotions. Now, that's a goated character trait to have.
That's, yeah, that's a real, like, when you're, like, 12 and just realizing what horniness is. And yeah. You're like, you know what would make me fucking horny? If someone's eyes changed color.
Yeah, you haven't quite realized what a boob is.
Yeah.
But you're like, or imagine if I met someone unique.
Yeah. What if they got mad and their eyes went maroon?
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know which bit of me's supposed to be getting warm. Is it the hands?
He has a thin amount of facial hair on his semi-feminine face. He also has the same snow white color fur fox ears. Now this is an interesting character, I will say. Jeffrey is kind of outside the norm. For, hey, speaking of, that cat's gone.
I'm outside the norm.
Yeah.
If he ever ate me, I would be so fucking pissed off.
I'm also outside the cat. This is kind of out of the ordinary for this board in that it's quite a, I don't want to say complex character, but it's an interesting one.
Okay.
His body is very much human looking, but looks rather feminine with only splashes and masculinity.
You made a guy when you wanted to make a girl in your brain.
He even has breasts nearly as big as beach balls.
Okay.
With big nipples.
Big beach balls or?
Though he isn't. Oh.
Yep.
Though he isn't lacking in the cock and balls.
Okay.
As if a makeup for looking so much like a girl.
As if a makeup for looking so much like a girl.
He is blessed or cursed, depending on your view. His cock is nearly 22 inches long and as thick and round as a Coke bottle.
A big Coke bottle?
Gotta think so. Even a small Coke bottle is pretty big for a penis.
Brother, I think you got some interesting ideas about gender and physicality. And, I mean, not interesting. Maybe limited.
Yeah.
I think.
His balls are the size of softballs.
Are they? Big ones?
He has at the base of his rather plump ass, I think it means plump, five long flowing white, fluffy white tails.
Wait, at the base of his ass?
Yeah.
So they're under the ass.
I think they might be catching the poop,
they're
yeah.
They're here.
They're underneath the
they're
bottom.
They're under his ass where a tail is never.
No, yeah. And maybe this might be the most poetic sentence in the entire character description.
Okay.
His feet are on the large size of what a human female would have. Boy, I'm looking at this fox with a 22-inch cock and thinking to myself, boy, wowee, wonderful beach ball breasts. I can't tell what I'm going to write home and tell my parents about first.
Staring straight into his cock and saying, your feet are big for a gal. What? That's the fox. That's the fox with big tits and tails under its asshole
yeah.
saying, what are you talking about?
I was put together wrong.
I just don't have time to make the fetish woman and the fetish man fox.
Yeah.
I need to do them both now.
I got to get all of this creativity out. Fuck. I hit my head hard as I sat down at my typewriter and this came out.
Hey, I know. You know you didn't have to say that, right? Because I read about the fox.
This character's name is Light. Appearance. She stands around 5'9" tall.
A monster.
And prides herself in it.
Whoa. It's like a normal
that tall.
It's like a normal height. It's maybe a little bit on the taller side for a lady, I guess.
Yeah. Her fur is extremely soft and is a pleasing shade of yellow with a pink belly and muzzle.
Pleasing shade of yellow.
Her eyes are a jade color. She has a shoulder length hair, the same color as
one
her
hair.
Belly. Okay.
A shoulder length hair.
My single hair.
I'm very proud of my hair.
Oh, I don't think I'll be able to make it. I'm staying in, washing my hair.
Singular.
Her tits are large,
are they?
Being a DD cup. Her ass is plump and squishy, and grabbing it can end with your hand being enveloped by her butt.
So you stuck your hand in her ass by accident?
I think that maybe you... Or potentially the ass is big enough that if you put your hand on it, it closes behind
it. It's like that SpongeBob episode where the bully tries to punch him, but he can't hurt him because his hand just goes in.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Her tail, she usually wears, now this is a kind of a fit criticism, I guess.
Okay.
You can get in on here, Demi. She usually wears a pastel blue crop top and pink jean shorts torn at the hip.
Torn at the hip?
Yes.
At the hip.
At the hip. So that's the top of where the shorts...
How do the shorts stay on?
I don't know.
Does she have a belt because
they're
torn? Maybe
they're just torn like there and there. Like, so they have like vertical tears.
Yeah, but then how are they going to stay on? That's the bit that hugs your
But
hugs
maybe
your
her
shit.
Hips are so big.
Yeah, but if the hips are that big, they're going to keep tearing it.
You're
do they
right.
mean sideways? Like it comes up to her waist maybe. Torn at the hip sideways because of her big ass?
I don't know.
Someone draw this.
I don't. Yeah,
someone
it's
draw
confusing
what you
to
think.
Me. It's hard to put into any kind of world what these guys... Oh, here. Let's end on this one. This is a bit more straightforward. It's posted by Blue Eye Red Wolf 1987.
I think you should say, let's finish on this one.
Let's finish on this one. Did that sound better?
Sounded right.
Yes. Let's finish on this one. Blue Eye Red Wolf, 1987. I hate when they put a year in their username. And
so they're 6 years older than me.
Yeah, that's what I hate. Yeah. I hate when they're older than me.
Yeah.
It doesn't feel right.
No.
Fuck, the other day I found someone who was like, oh, that's right. I found someone who was like submitting characters on this erotic roleplay board or like another one. And they're like, yeah, sorry, I haven't been around much, you know, what with being away for college. And I was like, don't, what? No.
But that's even worse when they're...
Isn't that crazy? It was, and that post was in like 2005 or something. So they were like at college in 2005, like, just keeping up to date.
Oh my gosh.
Anyway, I have to log on and have someone grope my whale or whatever the fuck I've made in this thing.
Please grope my whale, someone.
Good on him, but I don't know how you find the time.
It's got tits as big as a... What's bigger than a whale?
Oh no. Oh no. Small whale. Boobs as big as baby whales. Appearance. Oh, sorry. This character's name is Knight. Appearance, 6 foot muscular with jet black fur, also red markings from the chest down, leaving his eyes glowing a bright silver. Clothing is smoke out shorts with no shirt, mostly working, or if a girl wants to start grabbing onto something.
What?
I don't know. I think he's saying that Knight wears no shirt because sometimes a girl wants to grab onto something.
Or he's working out?
I guess. Personality. Loves to look at girls time to time, though rarely gets physical with one, though that would change later on in his life.
What?
I don't know, right?
Okay, so, he's trying to make an aloof guy.
I think he's trying to make an aloof guy who isn't particularly sexually active, but he's also being
because
like...
Because
he's so cool, but he's also being like... But like, as soon as I'm done writing this character description, he's fucking every single person in here.
Yeah.
It's going to change later in his life, like in 3:05 PM.
And it's not because he wants to, he's doing them a favor.
Yeah.
That's how his sexual prowess towers over others.
Gender, male. Sexual orientation, straight, does like, capitalized, breasts, butts, and all that stuff and so forth. And I just wanted to finish on that
fuck
one.
Fuck my so forth.
Oh my God, your so forth is so long. It's so categorized. I just really wanted to end on that one because I really love that really says it all to me. Of like, well, of course, you can't help but love ladies, breasts, butts, and the rest.
And all of it.
And I don't even need to continue.
All that stuff you dream or think about.
Yeah, all the stuff that's like beach ball sized on a woman, like the personality or the big fat fucking ass you could lose a hand in.
All the stuff looks like baby whale.
Oh, God. Anyway, that's that wonderful world. There are so many more still.
It would feel kind of good if you could stick your dick into something that holds onto your hand, that it's so fat that, like, you know, thinking about... I guess it's making me think of, like, you remember when you would get little toilets full of silly putty?
Yes.
Like that? You stick your finger in there? What if you could fuck that? What if?
Damn, Demi. I think it would feel so good to fuck the toy toilet. And I'm not stuttering. Although I think that would feel really good as well to fuck a toilet.
Oh, I thought you meant to stutter.
I think that would feel
good.
Anyway, that's been a little journey into the wonderful world of, well, people with boobs that are as big as other things.
Yeah. Other things of any size.
Pretty much, yeah. As big as you can think them. Yeah. That's what these guys have.
That's how big they are.
Good for you.
Imagine a big tit.
Whoa.
Yep.
They are really good. I do have an erotic role play session that I would like to read out to you.
Oh my God. That was so scary.
No, yeah. I don't have one that I've done.
Planned is what it sounds like.
That I'll be doing with you as soon as we stop recording, my love.
I don't think I'd like that. I don't think I'd like that.
Oh, and why do you think I'd care about that, Ms. Lardner?
Well, because you care about my emotions, or do you?
Here at the Army, we don't care about diddly squat. Now, if you'll excuse me and my bulge are going to walk through this door, turned sideways. Bang, bang.
Diddly squat makes me think of this. And I squat and I start shitting and I rub my shit. I rub it on my hole.
Thanks for listening or watching, everybody.
Diddling while I squat.
We'll see you later. Here on Big
but
Soft Titty.
But he's not left yet because his bulge is too big and he gets stuck in the door.
He's trying to leave too. He's speeding up. He doesn't like anything that he's seeing. All right. Bye.
Look!
Farewell.
Look!
Thank you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Hi, I'm Ando.
And I'm Fer.
And we host Niñas Bien podcast.
We want to invite you to listen to our show.
Niñas Bien means good girls in Spanish, but you have to know that this is not a podcast for good girls.
Or for girls at all. It is a comedy podcast, so everyone is welcome to listen.
We talk about sex, relationships, technology.
We recommend movies and TV shows and discuss pop culture in general.
And there is Chisme Ajeno too.
A section we have just to gossip about everyone. So you'll find something you like here.
And you'll practice your Spanish.
The cleanest Spanish you'll find, we promise.
And if you already hablas español,
vamos a ser tus nuevas amigas. We'll be your friends for the non-Spanish speakers.
New episodes every Monday and Thursday.
Hosted by Acast and available to all audio platforms.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.